You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Inflation still high, but still slowing down. New federal numbers show consumer prices in February up 6% compared to last year. That's compared to 6.4% in January. Those numbers, along with the collapse of two banks, certain to play into next week's deliberations at the Federal Reserve. ABC's chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis.
What happens to interest rates? The Fed, as we know, has been hiking interest rates to lower inflation. That's made borrowing more expensive, those payments on your credit cards more expensive. It's also been an issue at the regional banks right now. As rates go higher, they face more troubles.
Silicon Valley and Signature, both regional banks that collapsed. The Biden administration approving a major oil project that environmentalists say is irresponsible and local indigenous communities say will be good for the region and create well-paying jobs. This is ABC News. Ukraine's president posting pictures this morning of what he says is an apartment building in the eastern part of his country with gaping holes in the side. A Russian missile hitting the building, killing at least one person. An Ohio man recovering after being attacked by one of the zebras on his exotic animal farm. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
What attacked you?
A zebra.
A zebra?
Yeah.
Deputies responded to a farm outside Columbus and were met by a large male zebra charging their patrol car.
One of the zebras came up to them.
They used their sirens to scare off the zebra and found the owner, Ronald Clifton, lying on the ground with a hemorrhage on his right arm. Deputies helped him to his feet, taking him to an ambulance while the zebra was pacing nearby. The deputies tried again to scare away the zebra, but it continued acting aggressively, and they say they were forced to put it down.
And parts of Paris, tons of garbage piling up on sidewalks as sanitation workers strike over a proposal to hike the retirement age. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The roadblocks are down in Lac des Flambeaux, at least for now. The town board and the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa have reached a temporary agreement to buy time for a permanent solution. Easements on the roads expired more than a decade ago. The tribe started blocking parts of some town roads on tribal land at the end of January. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers consider a bill today to stop the state's licensing board from barring so-called conversion therapy. Republicans have already struck down a recent rule that classified efforts to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity as unprofessional conduct. Governor Evers promises to veto the bill if it passes. In sports, the Bucks beat Sacramento last night 133-124. Milwaukee is at Phoenix tonight. Also tonight, the Badgers open NIT play at home against Bradley. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree they see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union, Incorporated.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is hosting a volunteer recruitment party for Judge Janet Protasiewicz at the Drunken Cobra in Wauwatosa tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. Free beer, free food, and live music from Evan Christian all night. Buy your ticket at Eventbrite or at the door.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 33. Winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. 15 tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 46 tomorrow. Mid-40s Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers. Turning much cooler Friday, with highs in the upper 30s and mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $150 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Who was able to come in here, man, and put this thing back up and running. And I can only think of one guy who could have done it, and that's Brian. So listen, we are back on the air. And 844-967-2789. I thought the radio station had died, you know. But we're back. And, you know, what we were talking about before we went to break was the fact that, you know, we're dealing with a Republican Party that wants to basically pare down the SNAP benefits. And if you don't know what that is a government program that assists people who are basically at their roots end with food benefits and food stamps. And that, it was Stephen from Green Bay who said that, you know, it was the SNAP benefit that made a difference in his life. And there's so many others that can echo the same sentiments, you know, that Stephen did. And yet, when we face these kinds of things and people, you know, like CJ who want to call in and talk about, you know, what's owed by, you know, as he stated, every man, woman, and child in this country, $94,000 apiece. And then he points at one of the lowest ones of the reasons why it's $94,000 a year. Is, come on, just seeing things through the wrong end of the lens. Because that's the part of this that I have trouble with when we talk about Republicans. Because instead of taking on the real issues of what creates this, you know, to send 65-year-old people back to work to get some SNAP food benefits is cruel and inhumane. There's a time limit. Listen to this. So there's a time limit that Republicans have put on people who receive SNAP benefits, and the most that they can get, listen to this, essentially there is a time limit which disproportionately affects people of color. That takes SNAP away when people aren't working, withholding food as a punishment for not having a stable job, the Center of Budget and Policy Priorities notes. Most adult SNAP recipients already work, though they are often precarious, low-wage jobs with poor benefits. While Johnson and other Republicans claim their support for more stringent SNAP work requirements stems from a desire to boost employment, research has repeatedly shown that they are ineffective at doing so. Work requirements do, however, succeed. Work requirements do, however, succeed at booting many people off the program. States are currently allowed to request waivers for the SNAP benefit time limits, which clearly you can only be on SNAP benefits 2 times out of 3 years. And so what are people to do in the interim? You know, you may say this is find a job, get a job. Well, at the root of all of this, again, is the fact that these are many people who work jobs, and it just does not pay them enough to be able to purchase the food that they need. The cost of food has certainly gone up even more than it had in previous years, and they do expect right now a major increase in the cost of food in the coming years. Now think about this. You know, as we're talking about food and the cost of it, I know. You know, I actually spend time in the grocery store. A massive corporate merger could send skyrocketing food prices through the stratosphere unless the government sees the deal for what it is, a rotten egg. Now, Kroger Food Store is the largest supermarket in the world. And they are setting in motion a $25 billion deal to acquire their number one competitor, which is Albertsons, combining their 5,000 supermarkets into one mega company. who is that going to benefit? You know, when you allow major corporations to merge, we've seen it. We've seen what the outcome of that is. Higher prices, less competition. You can't tout competition and capitalism, and then you do everything within your power to take away competition, which is what happens in this country. That's why every time I hear people talk about capitalism, and especially those on the right, and yet they tout and allow these types of mergers. 5,000 supermarkets into one mega company. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to lower the prices of everything? There is no competition anymore when they're allowed to merge and become one super grocery chain. The prices of everything is going to increase. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. And the talent himself is standing right in front of me. None other than Brian. That's the real talent. The rest of us, come on, man. They can pick us up. We're bumps on logs. Right, Calvin? Well, maybe not you. But those of us who are on the microphone.
Brian is a lifesaver, for sure.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. He got us back. Back from the dead. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Inflation still high, but still slowing down. New federal numbers show consumer prices in February up 6% compared to last year. That's compared to 6.4% in January. Those numbers, along with the collapse of two banks, certain to play into next week's deliberations at the Federal Reserve. ABC's chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis.
What happens to interest rates? The Fed, as we know, has been hiking interest rates to lower inflation. That's made borrowing more expensive, those payments on your credit cards more expensive. It's also been an issue at the regional banks right now. As rates go higher, they face more troubles.
Silicon Valley and Signature, both regional banks that collapsed. The Biden administration approving a major oil project that environmentalists say is irresponsible and local indigenous communities say will be good for the region and create well-paying jobs. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Hi, it's Congresswoman Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, We need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us, as well as our kids and grandkids, on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Protasiewicz.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Hallelujah. Radio is back. Who do we have on the line, Calvin? Okay, so I don't see, but that's all right. We'll get him. Okay, Steven is back. Well, let's do this. Let's go to Bill from O'Connor Walk first. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What is your take, Bill, on people who want to do away with the least amongst us? You know, the least of these my people, poor elderly, poor children, poor women, and we talk about balancing the budget on the backs of the poorest of us, and you know. What are your thoughts on that?
Here's the deal. I am sick and tired, and I've had it, with these propaganda machines telling poor people they're looking out for them. They've got to stop the lying. We know where the source is. We know who is doing. Many of you, your listeners, might not know this, but that garbage is broadcasted to our armed forces. That's got to stop. That's got to stop, because we are a nation of humanitarians. We are not a nation of all about me, all about my agenda, and all about me winning. Enough is enough. When you were talking about Kroger, if we had the antitrust laws that I think Reagan started whittling away on, this wouldn't be going on. There's a way of having capitalism, but if you take the word capitalism and you surround it with the word democracy, capitalism is part of democracy, not capitalism comes first and then you try and make democracy work. No, it never will. We will fail as a nation. We have lost our humanitarian soul, and only because of guys like you and you're the station, you're bringing it back, girl. And now it's starting to really shine. So all these people with all their misinformation and all their lies, oh, we're out to help CJ and him, because here's what we're going to do for you, CJ. We're going to make eggs $15 a dozen, because we're the only guy that sells eggs, and you're going to pay for it. But we're helping you, CJ. We're helping you. And they've got to wake up to how they're getting stabbed in the back by the very person they think that's feeding them, that's buttering their toast. People have to wake up. Enough is enough. How long is this country going to be trampled by these ridiculous, self-serving, disgusting people? I could not face one of them.
You know, Bill, again, capitalistic society, you can't beat the Republicans talking about Democrats are socialists. And And yet, when you allow those major corporations to join forces, as we've seen over the last 30 years, what the outcome of that has been to the middle class in this country and to the poor. And so yet they're going to allow this merger, and which means that these companies are going to control 60% of the grocery sales. What do you think? You think they're going to lower the prices, Bill?
Well, you know, that's the pointer. You're absolutely right. And they misinform these people how these big mergers. Look at oil. Oil used to have, when we were young, when you and I were young, there were maybe 10, 12 oil companies. Now they're almost down to 3.
Yeah.
No wonder we pay what we do for fossil fuels. No wonder they have the influence on these dipsticks that open their wallet and say, just put the money in and we'll take care of you. We'll protect. We'll make sure you can have $10 a gallon for gas and $15 a carton of eggs. CJ, I hope you're listening, because that's what you want. You don't just realize how they're trying to fool you with this kabuki dance and smoke and mirrors and say, oh, no, hey, it's the Democrats.
Hey,
they want you to fail. I'm sick and tired.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ, because we lost CJ during the power outage. But, CJ, you get a chance. Go ahead.
$94,000.
Again, man, stop.
Man, woman, and child.
Yeah, I know, but why won't you say that the majority of that $94,000 is military costs, military debt? Why won't you say that?
Well, thank God.
Thank God what?
Strength and trust verified. But this idiot that's in office is walking us right into a nuclear war. Hey, Bill, the Democrats control the Oval Office. Our country's gone down the
tubes. So the $94,000 for each man, woman, and child is because of Democratic rule, right? That's what you say.
Yeah.
Well, and clearly, I've listened to Republicans constantly, recently say that the debt is because of spending by both Democrats and Republicans. I'm hearing this coming out of the mouth of United States senators and Congress people who are Republicans. But you don't see that, right? You see that only as spending that's done by Democrats.
Do you realize the budget that this president just proposed, Earl? And this is a fact from Congressional Budget Office. That we're going to spend $11 trillion on interest in the next 10 years. That's more than we've spent
Did Joe Biden create the $31 trillion in debt? How much $8 trillion Donald Trump created in 4 years? Are you aware of that?
Why are you laughing? Numbers, you don't look at the numbers. Congressional Budget Office. Okay, you want to dispute it? What was his budget proposal just the other day?
I'm not talking about...
How much?
It doesn't matter.
How much, Earl?
It doesn't matter. You didn't say that when Donald Trump created $8 trillion in additional debt. You didn't open your mouth. Let's go to Steven quickly. Hey, Steven. Steven, cut him down. Hey, Steven. So here's a guy who doesn't want to talk about the fact that they want to cut food benefits for Americans. He can't see that. He's so blinded and so jaded that he can't even understand that these are human beings and people we're talking about, and children and the elderly who have a right to eat, right? It's a human right.
Well, Earl, I guess at this point it doesn't even surprise me that he doesn't want to talk about a real issue. He just wants to spew propaganda. But more importantly than that, CJ and his banter just further proves my point that I've been saying on this radio station to several different hosts for probably close to a month now, that the Republicans aren't pro-life, and it's right out of CJ's mouth. He wants to force women to have these kids, but he doesn't want them to have benefits like food stamps. He doesn't want them to have any help to take care of the kids. And, you know, all I really have to say is we're never going to change people's minds like CJ. But when he gets on the air and he spews this stuff, it's really nauseating. And he really sounds ignorant when he sits and he says this stuff, because half of it isn't even true. And he'd rather believe the big lie than actually research the issues at hand and, you know, do something to make a positive change.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Stephen. I really appreciate it. Bill, you get the last of it. You want to respond to CJ, or do you want to waste your breath? Well, that's fine. We really don't need to waste our breath anymore. And here again, this merger, proposed merger that's in the works, will give Kroger, and Albertson, which is the smaller of the two, when the two of them combine, they already control many other stores and other grocery store chains throughout the nation. And now they'll come together. And all told, this deal would affect grocery stores relied on by 85 million households. And so what's to stop the Goliath? You know, you can talk about socialism. The Democrats are socialists. They've got socialist ideas. What are the Republicans? Right? If the idea of helping and supporting American people is somehow evil, then what do you call unbridled capitalism? What do you call that? Unbridled capitalism is exactly what we're talking about with the proposed merger of Albertson and Kroger. Because what it does is takes away the competition, which is at the root of what capitalism is supposed to be. I don't want to hear anymore about people complaining about socialism. Damn it, I guess I'm a socialist. If that's the case, if that's a bad word, because we want to help everybody, you know, you can talk about your religious beliefs all you want to. Nothing but talk. If you don't believe in helping the least of these, that's the major tenet of almost any religion. So talk is cheap. Don't tell me about you believe in this deity. Don't tell me about Christianity and all of those things, because Christianity is closer to socialism than it could ever be to capitalism. And if you think that what I'm saying is untrue, and I'm spewing some thing that's not factual, 844-967-2789. Let's have a debate. You're not going to win if you're on the side of unbridled capitalism. Has no spiritual component to it whatsoever. And it's the main reason why we have people sleeping on the streets and eating out of garbage cans in the wealthiest nation on earth. Well, Democrats are socialists. Oh, okay. Socialism is a bad word, right? Who does socialism ever kill? I'm just asking. Yeah, I don't know any better. I'd certainly love to be educated by one of you from the right. 844-967-2789 is the number. Tom, I see you. We got to go to a break. And I'm ready to hear from you, Tom, because this is so exasperating that people can't see. One out of every five Kroger workers has relied on government aid to survive. Listen to that, man. One out of five of the employees of what is the largest grocery chain in the world relies on food stamps. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Yes, I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
Want to get more involved in supporting democracy, justice, and equality?
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snowblowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
A bunch of things that are all interconnected. You know, Kroger, the largest grocer in the world, is joining forces with their number two competitor, Albertsons. And so they are going to join forces and control groceries for 85 million Americans. They're going to raise the food prices, no question whatsoever. And yet one in five of the workers right now who work for Kroger, are receiving food stamps. They're working every day. And yet Kroger, the largest grocer in the United States, does not pay them a livable wage, and they need the help of our government. Excuse me. Don't tell me about socialism. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, you socialists?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, I guess that means we the people collectively, are the government, and I guess that's the definition of a social democracy. And that's exactly what we are. We don't want the government making our shoes. We don't want the government, making other types of products. And that's the difference between pure socialism and a social democracy. A social democracy says that things like Social Security and strong safety nets are actually in place. Medicare for all, child care for all. Those are things that we, the people, all agree upon, which 90% of the American people do agree upon, that's the whole idea of we, the people, being the government. Now, when it comes to Jesus, I wear a shirt that says Jesus was a liberal. He was the first bleeding heart liberal there ever was. And all you have to do is read the Beatitudes. All you have to do is see where he got mad at the money changers. Talk about the camel going through the eye of a needle. I mean,
you can go on and on and on.
Even say, yeah, I don't know these people where Jesus actually spoke the words, and they can say that they're a follower of his.
Come on, man.
That's just hypocrisy to the nth degree. But yeah, I would say that this is ridiculous. Any Republican out there, any self, actual person that examines their conscience would understand that monopolies are not a good thing. Monopolies is basically like what you would quote big government. No one answering you back, raising the prices as high as they want, doing all that stuff, not listening to the constituents because there is no competition. Competition is gone when all the big companies eat up all the smaller companies. So people really need to stop and think about the fact of, again, it's just common sense.
So Tom, let me ask you, when you hear Republicans calling people socialists as if it's a bad word, it's a criminal act, somebody who's a socialist, which really the definition of it is basically concerned about all people and treating people equally at the root of that, right? What's wrong with that, man?
You know what? It's because of the fact that the Republicans
is it that they don't understand the definition? Is it that they don't understand the definition of that?
They don't understand. They don't understand the definition of it, and people have moved it closely to the word communism. So therefore, it's the big red scare, is what it is. And I would really, really also tell Republicans, it is your policies that make it ultimately where we have to move towards something like socialism, because there are no people that can even afford anything anymore. If you guys just actually had some moderate policies and actually believed in capitalism and actually believed in and what it is in competition and all these things and believed in regulated capitalism,
yes,
or referees on the field.
If there was true capitalism, Tom, yes, I would agree with that, but it's corporatism. This is not capitalism.
Right.
It's corporations.
You know what it is, Earl? It's fascism is what it is. That's what we need to call them. They're not capitalistic. They're fascist. And their fascism is what they are. I'd rather be a socialist than a fascist. And that's exactly what they are, and we need to start calling them.
Well, people run away from the term socialist, and I'm like, oh no, I'm not a socialist. The Republicans call me a socialist. Come on, man. Come on. In the face of what we see occurring, Tom. Come on, man.
I know. That's because people, when they look at the true definition of socialism, it means that the government would control every single thing. And that is not what this is. This is called a social democracy. Bernie Sanders likes to call it a democratic socialist. It's a really fumbling word. We're a social democracy, and this is a social democratic world that we would like to see, just like they had in Milwaukee for years. They had a social democracy there, and it ran very, very well.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I got to go to a break. Curtis, hang on. Get you on the other side, 844-967-2789. You socialist, you. We'll be right back.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take... the Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 15.